The Lord gives us the five foundation stones of Christian unity through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye would walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of love. In verse 2, he gives us five different words that are going to be necessary if we're going to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of love. The first one is lowliness. Lowliness has to do with humility, a lowliness of mind, esteeming ourselves as small in as such as that's what we really are. Philippians chapter 2, 3 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let us esteem others better than ourselves." The second word there is meekness. Meekness has to do with avoiding unnecessary harshness, yet without compromise, or being slow to use force if necessary. You know, you've heard that meekness does not necessarily mean weakness, and that's what he's talking about there. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. The opposite is arrogance and haughtiness, and we have plenty of warnings in scriptures against those things. The third word there is long-suffering. We're talking about patience, a self-restraint. You know, this is when a person has the power to avenge themselves, yet they refrain from it. That kind of thing, having that kind of patience we're called to have with one another. The fourth word is forbearing. Forbearance has to do with, you know, you just bear with it. You endure it. We need to be forbearing one another, exercising forbearance when it comes to dealing with each other. Give the benefit of the doubt to each other. Listen to what each other has to say. The fifth word there is love, and that's that word agape that we're all familiar with. That's that sacrificial kind of love that Christ showed us. We're called to have that same kind of love toward one another. The five foundation stones of Christian unity. And where these are absent, there can be no unity.